Tell the righteous, it shall be well with them. Yithani kumalungisa kuyawulunga kuwo. That is a very popular phrase or verse. It's actually a verse. It's a very popular one, widely used by many people. We will delve into that today and just unpack what it actually means. Tell the righteous, it shall be well with them. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokas. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. So welcome to it, beloved. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you that week in and week out, you're here to listen, to support, to share, you know, and put the word out there that Deeply Rooted is a growing Christian podcast and people's lives are being transformed and changed through this podcast. So thank you so much. And if you're new, welcome. We believe that your life will be transformed and you will not be the same again after tuning in. So as I said in the intro, we will be talking about the very popular scripture, which is one of my favorites. It's in the book of Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. And it reads as follows. Tell the righteous, it shall be well with them. Tell the righteous, it will be well with them. For they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. I'll read it one more time. Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. This is a very beautiful scripture. It's a very, very beautiful assurance and promise that when you are righteous, it will be well with you. It shall be well with you. No matter what is happening in your life, it will be well with you, meaning you will have a good outcome if you're righteous, right? And just to put this into context, this was a time when, you know, Jerusalem, basically the people of God, were being disobedient. There was a lot of disobedience happening, you know, in the city of Jerusalem in Israel. People were wicked. People were just doing all sorts of things, so all sorts of ugly things, right? But in the midst of that, like when you read this chapter, like the entire chapter of Isaiah 3, you see God basically outlining what will happen to the wicked. You know, since there was a lot of wickedness and a lot of bad things happening and a lot of people doing bad things, because there was a lot of that, right? God was mentioning what was going to happen to them and the consequences of their actions, what those consequences will be, right? But what stood out for me is the fact that even in the midst of that darkness, even in the midst of people doing things that don't honor God, living lives that don't honor God, God was able to remember the righteous. Even in the midst of that, in a world where there's full of darkness, where there's full of, you know, wickedness and people doing wrong, God was able to mention, even if it was one verse, but God was able to remember the righteous. God was able to remember those who call themselves that they're children of God, right? So he says in Isaiah, again, chapter 3, verse 10, tell the righteous, it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds, right? So when we look around, even our world, like right now, 2025, where we're at, it's a very dark world. The world is a very ugly place, guys, if we're being honest. Like the world is ugly. People are committing, you know, hideous crimes. People are just engaging in a lot of evil activities. People are hurting each other. People are being abusive, you know. It's just an ugly world. So we could say that even the era we live in right now can be compared to the time when God was stating this promise, you know, in that chapter, you know, in the book of Isaiah chapter 3, where people were just doing a lot of unrighteousness, a lot of ungodliness, you know. That's what we are seeing in our world today. You know, for example, every time we see a case, in fact, this is me personally, every time I see a case of gender-based violence, I'm reminded that we live in a very ugly world, where people's hearts are very far from God. Because when people engage in such activities, it means their hearts are far from God, you know. So we live in such a world. And for example, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1 to 5, we were warned that, you know what, in the last days, bad things were going to happen. You know, let's actually read that verse. So it's the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. So it says, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people." So you can see this, right? It shouldn't be a surprise to us. Like we as believers, we as children of God, we shouldn't be surprised when we see bad things happening, seeing such a dark world and such an evil world we live in, right? So this was a similar time. Like when God said, "Tell the righteous it shall be well with them," other verses focus on the fact that it was a wicked time. You know, people that are wicked will also experience, you know, consequences of their wickedness. But then in the midst of that world, "Tell the righteous it shall be well with them," right? So in the same way that we live in a very bad world, in a very ugly and dark world, another thing that was mentioned about the last days is that God said he would pour his spirit upon all flesh, right? This is one of my favorite scriptures, by the way. If you're a regular here at Deeply Rooted, you will know that I like quoting the scripture because it speaks of the flip side of what we will see, you know, in the last days. Yes, I mean, I just read right now that we will see evil. We will see people doing, you know, dark things, evil things and all of that. But on the flip side, the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 17 reads as follows. "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams," right? So that is the flip side of the bad things that would happen, that are happening rather in the last days. So God says he will pour his spirit upon all flesh. You know, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Meaning that in the last days, people will get saved in a large number. Large numbers of people are going to come to Christ. Large numbers of people are going to give their lives to God, right? And we've been seeing that. You know, there's a particular episode where I focus on this particularly where, you know, we are seeing a large number of people, particularly young people coming to Christ, celebrities coming to Christ, giving their lives to the Lord. And people wonder why this is happening all of a sudden, right? But it's a fulfillment of this promise that in the last days, God says, "I will pour my spirit on all people." So when God pours his spirit on all people, people turn their lives to Christ. People give their lives to Christ because the Bible says no one can say Jesus is Lord unless the Spirit of God is upon them or is in them, right? So people coming to Christ, people giving their lives to Christ is a sign that, you know, God is pouring his spirit. God has poured his spirit upon all people, you know. So this is what we are seeing as well in the last days. So when God pours his spirit upon all people, people give their lives to Christ, people become righteous. But what does righteousness mean? You may ask yourself, okay, yes, people will be righteous. People are giving their lives to Christ. And then it will go back to what I was reading in the beginning, which is the promise, "Tell the righteous it will be well with them," right? But what is being righteous, right? So if I would just simply explain being righteous, it means being in right standing with God, you know, having a right relationship with God. So that's the simple definition, you know, of it. So we, as people who've given our lives to Jesus Christ, we have been made right with God. We are the righteousness of God through Christ. So our righteousness is not dependent on what we do. It's not dependent on what we don't do, right? But we are righteous. We have been made righteous through the work of the cross, through the work that Jesus fulfilled and completed on the cross, right? For example, the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Right? I'll read that one more time. "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then another scripture that confirms this is the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 24. It says, "And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." I'll read that again. "And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." So these scriptures show that we are righteous through Christ Jesus, not through anything that we do. So we cannot earn God's love. We cannot earn anything that God does for us through our actions. Like, we don't have a transactional relationship with God. We don't have a relationship where we have to do good things in order to earn Him to love us. We don't have to do good things in order to earn Him to accept us or to be good to us. He's good because He's a good God, and we are righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross, you know. So when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you become righteous by default because Christ already completed the work of righteousness on the cross and you gave your life to Him. In return, you receive His righteousness. You receive His righteousness. You receive the fact that He died for you, He rose again, and He was righteous. He was a righteous man. So when you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, you become righteous by default because He took upon Himself your unrighteousness, right? So that is one point we need to realize and recognize as children of God, that our righteousness is not dependent on what we do. Our righteousness is not dependent on any other thing but the fact that Jesus died and He rose again, and now He is our Lord and Savior. You know, so that is the only prerequisite to be righteous, right? So then when you're righteous, when you abide in God, when you pursue God, when you prioritize your relationship with God, you then produce fruits, right? There's no way you would pursue a relationship with God and prioritize a relationship with God. You know, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the first start. That's the first start, right? That's where it starts, where you become then righteous. That becomes your title, that now you are righteous. But then it doesn't end there. You have to be someone that grows your relationship with God, that seeks God. And how do you do that? You do that by praying consistently, by studying the word consistently, by fasting consistently. You know, when you do all of those things, then you will bear fruits, right? Because the more time you spend with God, the more God works inside of you, the more you become, you know, the more you embody God, the more you become like the image, the more you become the image of Christ. Let me put it that way. The more it shows that indeed you are righteous, you know. So the status of being righteous is received when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you accept Him as Lord and Savior. But then the fruits of that righteousness, the proof that shows that you are indeed righteous, is when you prioritize your relationship with God, when you spend time in prayer, when you spend time in the Word of God, when you spend time fellowshipping, going to church, you know, when you're consistent in growing in your relationship with God, then you bear fruits. And those fruits then become proof that you are indeed righteous. Then you become, you know, your heart changes because your heart previously was far from God. But now when you prioritize your relationship with God, you know, after you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then the fruits of righteousness start to show. Then it shows that indeed this person has received God as their Lord and Savior. This person, you know, even their heart is close to God because now your actions will show, you know, now you will become someone who does good deeds. And that's not because you're acting. It's not because now you're trying to put up a show or you're trying to earn God's love. It just happens naturally, you know, that when you accept Jesus, when you prioritize your relationship with God, when you seek Him daily, then He works inside of you. He works in your heart. He cleanses your heart. Even when you had evil desires before, right? Even when you were someone that didn't do right, that didn't live right. But when you prioritize your relationship with God, God works inside of you. He remakes you. He cleanses your heart. He draws your heart closer to His heart so that when you speak things that are in line with His word. So that when you act in ways that are in line with His word. You don't do things, you know, that show that your heart is far from God, because now your heart is drawing closer to God and you're intentional about that, right? So then that is righteousness. That's you being righteous, right? As I said, just to summarize it again, your righteousness is not dependent on anything you do. It's dependent on you receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. And when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are given the status of being righteous by virtue of the fact that you have Christ in your life, by virtue of the fact that Jesus died for you and He rose again. And by so doing, you received His righteousness and He took upon Him your unrighteousness, and then you become righteous. But then that's not where it ends, right? It continues from there to say that, okay, when you seek God, when you prioritize your relationship with God, you know, you become righteous, and it shows that you are righteous, right? So it has to show that we are righteous, and it has nothing to do with you acting a certain way. It has nothing to do with you, you know, changing or whatever. You come to God as you are, and you seek Him. And when you seek Him, there's no way you will remain the same. Your deeds will show, right? Your deeds will show. So then it goes back to what I was saying at the beginning, that Tell the righteous, it shall be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruits of their deeds, right? So then if you're righteous, you must rest assured. You shouldn't even worry. Even when things are not going well in your life, even when things are going south in your life and you don't understand what's going on, right? You need to know that because you're righteous, because you gave your life to Christ, when by yourself, in your nature, you have become righteous. And you need to know that it shall be well with you. You know, no matter what is happening, no matter how bad things are, that's the difference between us and people that don't have a relationship with Christ, by the way. The difference is that when we go through hard times, when things are painful, when things don't make sense in our lives, we can rest assured because God has made us many promises in His Word. One of them, for example, is in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28. One of my favorite scriptures, it says, you know, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So we have been called according to God's purpose. We have been called to be His children. You know, the Bible says that even before God created the foundations of the earth, He knew that on the particular day where you receive Christ, He knew that it would happen. So He chose you to be His. So you were called according to His purpose so that you know. So this scripture says, you know, we know and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Right. So you love Him by virtue of the fact that you received Him as your Lord and Savior. Right. So when you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, you become righteous. So you need to be assured that no matter what happens, all things, whether it's good things and bad things, they work for good. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Right. We know that God, whatever He allows in your life, whether it's good, whether it's bad, He works for your good. And at the end, it will all work together for your good. And you will see that, you know what, even if it was bad, even if, you know, people were ugly to me, even if I experienced painful things in my life, but now I see that God was able to work it all together for my good, you know. So we have hope. That's just the main thing. That's the main beautiful thing about having a relationship with Christ and giving your life to Christ is the fact that you have hope that no matter what happens in your life, it will be well with you. And this promise, you know, it's valid in your life that tell the righteous it shall be well with them. So you can stand on that promise, for example, that no matter what happens in your life, it will be well with you. At the end, you will have a good outcome. At the end, it will be well with you. At the end, it will work out. So you don't have to kill yourself. You don't have to commit suicide. Suicide is not the answer to whatever you're going through. The answer is Jesus. The answer is giving your life to Christ. And by giving your life to Christ, you become righteous. And when you're righteous, you know that it will be well with you. That's the promise that God is making, that it will be well with you. Trust that it will be well with you, you know. So, for example, we know, and it's no secret that, you know, actions have consequences. And that's true. You know, you can't run away from the consequences of your actions. For example, the Bible says you will reap what you sow. You know, so for example, if you're doing bad things and you're someone that's wicked and that's far from God and your heart is far from God, there's still a chance for you to repent and come back to God, because God is he's a merciful God. You know, He can still make you righteous and it can still be well with you. If you repent and you turn to Him and you give your life to Christ and you prioritize your relationship with God, He will change your heart and you will become transformed. And even your actions and your words, you will see that, you know what? Now I'm righteous. Now I'm living a life that honors God. So if you're doing good things and those good things are from a place where, you know, God has transformed you and your heart posture and your mind has been transformed, so now your actions and your words are more in line with the word of God and they glorify God, then you will know that, you know what, these actions will actually be to my benefit. You know, now putting the Bible aside, putting the word of God aside, yes, it is a principle of the word of God, by the way, but we know even in everyday life, everything you do will have an outcome. You know, if you do bad things, you will have bad outcomes. You know, if you do good things, you will have good outcomes. That's just how it is. You know, even a simple example, for example, if you're someone who's studying, let's say you're studying, if you're not someone that prioritizes actually spending time in your books and studying, then unfortunately you will fail, right? But if you're someone that studies and you're diligent and you make sure that you want to understand the work, then you will get good outcomes. You will pass and you'll get to where you are, you know, where you want to get. So that's how it is, even in the kingdom of God. If you've given your life to Christ, you know, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior and you prioritize your relationship with God every single day, He will change your heart. You will even get to a point where you don't even want to do bad things anymore. You don't even want to live a life that doesn't honor God anymore. And that doesn't come from your own doing. It comes from you giving your life to Christ. It comes from you seeking God and prioritizing your relationship with God through prayer, through studying the word and being consistent, you know, going to church, fellowshipping, wanting to grow, wanting to know God. And in so doing, then your heart changes, then your mind changes, then you become someone that, you know, wants to do right, that wants to please God. And those actions then work for your good. Those actions work in your benefit. Then you begin to bear the fruits, you know, and you bear the fruits of your deeds. You know, you will enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is what the scripture says. It says, tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruits of their deeds, right? So the deeds come from a place of righteousness. You don't have to do good things in order to impress God or do it for anyone. But what you should do is to seek God. And when you seek God, it won't be in vain, because God will work in you. Even the things you want to do, even the things you do, will be things that honor Him, and it will be things that will work for you at the end, you know. So that's the beauty of having a relationship with God, beloved, that you become righteous, you seek God, you prioritize your relationship with God, and you do good from that place, because God changes your heart and He makes you want to do good. And when you do that, then those benefits and those results of doing good come back to you. So that's just a principle of the word. And another promise, there's principles and there's promises. But a promise in the scripture is that tell the righteous it will be well with them. So that's what I want you to take away from this week's episode, beloved, that if you're righteous, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, know that no matter what's happening in your life, no matter how bad it looks right now, because you're righteous, because you're a child of God, you've given your life to Christ, it will be well with you. At the end, it will all be well with you. It will work together for your good. Yes, right now it doesn't look like that, but at the end, it will work for your good. It will work for your good. It will work for your good. Things will work together for your good. You know, God will work them out for your good. You know, God has promised that you will have an expected end, a good outcome at the end. You know, so stay in God, remain in God, no matter how bad it is. Don't leave your place of righteousness. Don't leave your place of giving your life to Christ. You know, because a lot of people, when they experience hardships, they leave the faith. They decide that, you know what? Forget this thing. It's not working. I'm moving away from being a follower of Christ. But please don't do that. Remain righteous. Remain righteous. And no matter how hard it is, please go to the secret place and pray consistently. Seek God consistently. And when you do that, when you pray, when you spend time studying the Bible, studying the Word of God, wanting to understand, wanting to grow in your faith, God will make sure that it's not in vain. Your heart will change. You know, your mind will change. Your desires will change. You'll become a whole different person. You'll become a person that is literally acting in a way that honors God, that does good things, and those good things will come back to you, because every action has consequences. And when you do good, and that's not even to speak to perfection, because no one is perfect, you know, but there's a room to repent. For example, if you do something that doesn't honor God, or if you act in a way that doesn't honor God, God doesn't cancel you. There's no cancel culture in the kingdom of God. You know, God receives you when you repent, when you turn away from that and you repent genuinely. And God literally receives you back. So when you are always living a life of being in repentance, you will be okay and your righteousness will pay off, right? So when you do good, that comes from a place of God working in you, because you prioritize your relationship with God, and you can rest assured that because you're righteous, it shall be well with you. Tell the righteous, it shall be well with them. And I can assure you today, if you have a relationship with God, if you've given your life to Christ, no matter what's happening in your life, good or bad, it will be well with you because you're in Christ. Not because of anything you've done, not because of anything you've not done, but because you're in Christ, because you prioritize your relationship with God, He works in your heart, He transforms your heart for you to do good. And those good works come from a place of transformation, not from a place of wanting to earn God's love or earn God's goodness, but He will be good to you and it will be well with you because you are righteous and you're in God and you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior. So today I just want to tell you that it's going to be okay. Everything will work out for your good, no matter how bad it is, no matter how bad it looks, it will be well with you. God has promised that if you are righteous, if you've received Christ as your Lord and Savior, it will be well with you. So rest assured, trust in God, believe that promise for you today. And please don't stop prioritizing the relationship with God. Keep praying, keep seeking Him, keep studying the Word of God. You will be transformed. You will do good, and the good will come back to you. In Jesus' name I pray. I'm praying for you guys. I'm praying for you, no matter how bad it is. I know that life is not easy. I know that sometimes, you know, acting in a way that honors God is not easy. But when you pray and you ask God to help you, He does help you out at the end. And He will help you out at the end. So no matter what the enemy is saying, because the enemy likes doing that, you know, when he whispers lies in your ears, you know, when you're struggling in your faith, for example, he likes whispering those lies in your ears that, you know what, you're not righteous enough, you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that. But remember that your righteousness is not based on yourself, it's based on Christ. And what Christ did on the cross was complete. He said, it is done. Literally, when Jesus died on the cross, He said, it is done. And then He rose again. He rose with your newness. He rose with your new identity, which is righteousness. So literally, stand on your righteousness. Don't leave your place of righteousness. Don't leave the faith. Seek God. Pray every day. God will help you. God will comfort you. God will make sure that it shall be well with you. I'm praying for you guys. I know it's not easy, but we will get to that place where we all believe that it will be well with us, where we literally experience that it is now becoming well with us. I've come to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to share, you know, on Iono. Listen to our links. Every time I drop links to everyone who follows me, I literally drop links of our episodes. So please be sure to follow us and subscribe in, like, from whatever platform you listen to us from, whether it's Spotify or wherever. Please do subscribe and put the word out there, man, that, you know what, Deeply Rooted is a podcast. It's present, it's growing. And also don't forget, you know, there's other podcasts also available under Sowetan Life. There's the SL Cabinet, there's Taking Rams by the Horns. Please check those out as well. Until next time, you are loved, you are treasured by your Heavenly Father. God bless. Oh, no.